Boker Tov, everyone. Yutes Kislev. We're holding this Minchat Tes Halacha Yutches. We're going to Siman Lamed Halacha Gimel. Here we go. Someone who sinned against a person, and that person, that means Reuven, hurt Shimon, and Shimon did not want to reprove him and give him Musar. Didn't want to speak to him at all, but he was Moichel in his heart, and therefore he's not bearing any hatred inside of him. So therefore, that's actually called the Midas Chasidus, because as we explained, the Iker Hakpada that the Torah is really worried about is what's called the Mastema, is that bearing of hate. If a person is able to remove it from his heart, and therefore he doesn't have to actually go and reprove the person, Rambam says that this is called Midas Chasidus. Interesting that it could mean that if a person has, there's a benefit to explain to the person that you made a mistake, I humbly would have thought that maybe would be the right thing to do. Perhaps that's not talking about such a case. The point is that the person who's a real chassid, and today happens to be Yutas Kislev, right, the Gula, Chaga Chassidus, and whatever it's called in Yom Tov Chassidus, so this is perfect for those that want to become a chassid. Next, a person has to be careful when it comes to Yisayim and Almanas, that means orphans and widows, not to speak to them and with harsh words. You have to be so soft. That means anything that a person is doing that's going to antagonize them or hurt them, that would be included in this love of being of not being careful. It's possible that says Kol Almana v'yosoy lo yise anun, and the reason is because their soul is very humble and their spirit is low, and even if they have money, so you would think, what do you mean they have money? It could be even the widow of a king, says the Kitzur. It doesn't matter, they're still included in this. It's bris, it's a covenant that Hashem made. And as long as they are going to scream because of hurt, they are going to be answered. As the pasuk says, so that means their plea is much stronger than anyone else. Now, this is all true where a person is doing this for his own benefit, but if a person is afflicting them, meaning, for example, a rabbi is teaching them and scrutinizing them, but he's doing it for the purpose to guide them in the right path, then the halacha is that it's mutter. Nevertheless, even in such a situation, a person is telling someone an almana, for example, to do something, whether it's spiritual, even umanas, meaning work-wise, but still when a person, so a person's allowed to do so, we should do so, but nachas over rachamim, with tremendous compassion. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, ki Hashem yoriv rivim, Hashem is going to fight their fight. And whether this means an orphan of a father, orphan of a man, meaning a person lost a mother, or just a father. Now, the big question is, famous question, until when is a Yosim, an orphan called a Yosim? So interesting, the Kitzur says that you Yochidim Lasos Kol Tzorchem Be'atzmam, once they could take care of their own needs, they are considered already adults. It's interesting that people today call Yosim sometimes up to 60, 70 years old. But in truth, it's once they're able to take care of themselves that one could say, well, maybe a Yosim naturally can't take care of himself. But generally, that's not true. And also interesting that the Kitzur quotes a Kaf HaChaim that says, that above the age of 20, a child is not called a yosem anymore, even if he's not sharp. But before that, it's really based on a person's sharpness. Next, a person should be careful not to do something that people are going to suspect that he's doing wrong. This is based actually on Chazal. It's based really on a pasuk also by Yisim Nekim. The example in Chazal is with the coin. He's a term, the lishka, is to separate the money from the lishka for the Machtes HaShekel, so he wouldn't go in with clothing that has anything that would suspect him of hiding money away. So there was no pockets, etc. And this is basically, like we just said, he's in the Kim Hashem in Yisrael. There's another passage that says, Mitzachin Maseicha Tov in Elokim Adam, which is similar to what we say every day in benching. Midas Chasidus is not to receive any presents, rather just to trust Hashem. Hashem is going to give him what he needs. Shenema v'soyne matanos yichye. Those that hate presents will live. So it's not an iser, but as the Kitzur points out, this is a midas chasidus. Here we're speaking another example. Midas chasidus is to do as much as possible to trust Hashem and not have to flatter people in order to receive presents from them. Siman Lamed starts iser rechilus and lashon hara nekima netira. Really, the way to learn is to open up the Chafetz Chaim and to learn it inside. But we're going to go through some of the halachas that are vain, again, get the principles. There's a beautiful Akadama in the kit in the Piskachuvas, just to have a little bit of an appreciation of how much the Zohar speaks about the chomer of the einish and the punishment of lashon hara, and as we'll see in the halacha, that really applies specifically to someone that's a baal lashon hara. Baal lashon hara is someone that really owns it, continuously does it freely. So therefore, it's so important to learn and always continuously bring reviewing these halachas, because otherwise, it could be easily person could easily fall into this trap. So here starts the kitzur and tells us the pasuk says that seems to be the general pasuk. The taitch of the means a person should be a peddler. What does a peddler mean? So basically, he's a peddler. He's carrying things from one place to the next. Here it's information. So he goes over to a person. Reuven's a peddler, and he's going over to Shimon, and he's telling Shimon what Levi said about him. Kachamaploini. This is what I heard about so and so. This is what so and so said about you. All these things, even if it's the truth and there's no negative, there's nothing negative, still hareze oivel belav hafle. So this is something that prisoners are so careful. It's an oven gadol. It's good and I'm going to force this. As where do we learn all this from? We learn this from the pasuk that says loisam. And at Noisamadam is written by this pasuk, meaning don't stand idle when your blood, your friend's blood, is being shed. Now, the example that we learned is from Doeg. Doeg Adoyim basically came back and told Shaul HaMelech that Achimelech, the Kohen, gave David some food and a sword, and even though it was the truth and it wasn't anything negative, because Achimelech would have told the same thing to Shaul himself. But however, because in this situation, Doeg was giving information over to Shaul that was harm, that Shaul was going to cause harm because Shaul HaMelech did was of course upset at David HaMelech. So therefore, that rechilus caused that rechilus of Doeg caused that many Kohanim got killed. There's another sin that's even greater, says the Kitzur. Yesh avon gadol mizeh and that's. And it's included, interesting, in the love of Lusela Rachibamecha. And that is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is someone that's Mesaba Bignu, someone that's speaking negative about his friend, even though he's saying the truth. He's saying the truth. What do I mean? I'm saying the truth. But he's saying something that's negative. Someone that's saying a lie is called a Moitzi Shemra. A Baal Lashon Hara. Now, Baal Lashon Hara, which is important to point out, like we said, Baal Lashon Hara is someone that's continuously does so without any cheshbon. Is someone that's sitting and saying, this is what Pliny so and so did, this is what his fathers were, this is what I heard about him. And he said things of negative things. On this, the pasuk says, Yachres Hashem kol siftei chalotes lashon medabes gadol. It's scary that Hashem, chas v'shalom, will cut away a person. A person will lose his olam haba. A person could lose his olam haba. It's so scary. And if you open up Chavos Halavos, the person who could lose all his mitzvahs and be given to the person that he's being lashon hara about, which is the famous Chavos Halavos, which is really a Chafetz Chaim, also quotes this concept. It's actually based on Yaakov Chimoni. A person has to be so careful not to speak negative things about another person, whether it's a rabbi, whether it's a guy that just moved in, whether it's a rich guy because you think that he's not giving enough money. All these things are lashon hara, and they even might be true. A person is going to chas v'shalom get punished. If a person is mekabel lashon hara, is even worse than the person not saying it. And the nechtam ksandina, meaning the Jewish people, when the Dor HaMidbar, the Meraglim came back and gave information, they received it. That's what sealed their judgment, and that's when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, and that's why we still suffer from that. And this is all because of lashon hara. So a person has to be so careful when it comes to lashon hara. If he's going to be in a situation where he's in a group of people that speak lashon hara, if you could tell them that this is not the right thing to do, that's for sure the right thing to do. If a person can't, a person should actually use his fingers, like the Gemara says, Maseches Ksuvos, and not listen. Best thing is just to get up and leave the group. Into how far does lashon hara go? So here's what we're going to learn. It's really a concept called avak lashon hara. Where a person asks his friend, where can I find some fire? And he responds and says, oh, so-and-so, there's a lot of fire in so-and-so, but there's fire in that so-and-so's house, because he has a lot of meat and fish, and they're always cooking there. So it seems like there's nothing negative about it. But since this statement can be interpreted, oh, he's self-indulgent, and he's always partying, instead of implying that he's always being machnas ochem and everything else. So since that statement can be interpreted in such a way, that's an example of avak lashon hara. Hashem should save us that we should be able to speak only what's allowed to be spoken. Have a beautiful day.